at affordable prices. Whether it is for business, personal, or ministry, we've got you covered. So call us right now on 0966-211-166 or visit us at plot number 4472 Zambezi Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. CESCO gives Misisi Kamwala Chako traders 14 days to vacate. Government urged to revisit newly introduced guidelines under FISIP. In international headlines, dozens die after boat hits tree stump in Nigeria. And in sports, former Chipolo Polo striker Tapson Kaseba dies, aged 33. And now the news in detail. Kamala Ward Councillor says ZESCO has issued a 14-day ultimatum to all traders operating under the ZESCO power line to vacate office demolition. In a statement, Councillor Mainda Simata says over 1,000 traders earning a living from an area popularly known as Pamalasha are starting down the barrel of an uncertain future. This came to light when representatives of the traders led by Mr. Monga from Nkoloma Ward visited neighboring Kamwala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata, who's equally fighting other demolition notices served on his people by the Zambia Railways to ask for space to relocate the affected traders. Councillor Simata says that while ZESCO's actions are justified on the basis of safeguarding human life and infrastructure, the civic leader maintains that the 14-day ultimatum is rushed and unrealistic. He adds that its impact will cause an economic disaster as livelihoods will be destroyed for traders who have operated from Pamalasha for over 20 years.
I do understand that ZESCO is doing this for safety reasons, both for the people who trade there and their own infrastructure. But there has to be a better approach to this matter because we are looking at over 1,000 people that are going to be displaced, and as of now they have nowhere to go. So we'd like to have a tripartite meeting between ZESCO, Zambiaries and LCC so that we can find alternative spaces which are available, but of course they have to be formalized by the parties so that we can relocate these people.
Members of the public have called on President Hakainde Hichilema to empower youths being found loitering around in bus stations demanding for money from bus conductors. The resident, identified as Mr. Banda, has noted that government is not helping the youths who are struggling in the country.
Government ndiye funa kuchita create environment yabwino kuri abanyamata vaenda vabatenga vakavatenga theni vapeleka ku ZNS kuja vaenda kupfunzira ma skills yosiyana siyana so that mzapezati muja ma station mzankala clean kala sanity yabwino failure to that government ngatsiwa pasa vochita tizavutikana nayo because muntu aliyense olondimwe madamu muzasakira vili vose vane mungwa kwanise kuti batrisi mugure koloka pamera tipide kuri konso kwamine mungaende kwendo sakira madamu chokani uko muzibwira mfunza ndinfunza kuti abepiswe kuyo washira muzatoka kumza bofika kuno kwa IDEX kuri baza kungenesa nchito kuyo washirira pe kuri bezinthu bavuta madam ukamba tabeza zona so pamino pesa one kwacha uzangalira pamina patiso pezeko ka one kwacha uende ukadi kunyumbo chira kuimirira usiku kumenya vanthu ukamba checha zona government yato siti tandizira mayutsa wa.
And another resident has called for the utilization of the constituency development fund CDF to empower the youths.
Bala kukonka ma millions koini nangu 5 kwacha ababa natoka kwetefya kuso inenda chitana wanda ababa na ma 18 years kuisa panchi kuisa panchi nangu watu wa leta free education ayina bomba kwindo bulo bonsi bala bana bambaba suppose kuba kuma grade 12 university bambi mu grade 10 bambi mu grade 9 ile ni pala pa station ile ni tete na kwala chibali aba ile ni kadarizu mu she chika comp exactly sa finisha ni chika kali bala kwata ne buku bala ndati bala kashinga bakashisa ama leaders bali shimeshi certificate. Tuirai fimba na pamini sokuwe bacha lava na miweka ni lakupenda kuli sinji. Lava na they were promised in situ. Wama balanji wakuwe bacha ilak discipline watu wame wakuwe bacha mwana wama mtuwele ku discipline. Na balama na madefuwa ikuwa kubatuwala. Mwotuma siki uzutuwa pisana pisana. Na empowerment yosi GF balete ya makadazi. Balama na mwonsi balanda chifu sesti yona.
Chirundu Town Council Public Relations Officer Nakubiana Shabongo says government with assistance from the World Bank has invested more than 70 million kwacha for the construction of two boarding secondary schools and one day secondary school in Chirundu district of Southern Province. Ms. Shabongo says the bulk of resources has gone towards the construction of Siaka Liabanyama boarding school in Nkandabwe Ward, Chikanzaya Boarding Secondary School, in Ibwemunyama Ward, and Katwezela Day Secondary School in Musaya Ward. She says the investment will help bridge the gap in education infrastructure between rural and urban communities as stakeholders are supplementing government efforts of stimulating education infrastructure of providing a conducive learning environment. Ms. Shabongo has noted that learning environments remain a good catalyst to good performance, increased enrollment and attendance, enhanced learning outcomes, economic upliftment and conducive learning environments, among others.
As you may be aware, the government has also made a commitment to ensuring that education facilities or learners have conducive learning environments through the construction of schools around the country. It's not only happening in Chirundu district, but it's in every district where the government is making huge educational investments. And we're happy that stakeholders such as the World Bank have come on board, and this project is expected to benefit more than 1,000 and school-going children.
The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialubala, has officially commissioned the newly constructed Msanzala Bridge in Lusangaza District, describing it as a bridge of opportunity that will transform trade, education and healthcare access for thousands of residents. Speaking during his first official visit to Lusangazi, Honorable Sialubala says the bridge funded by the Ministry of Local Government will ease transportation challenges that communities have faced for generations. The minister urged residents and of Lusangazi and Petaoke to safeguard the new infrastructure, stressing that while government builds facilities, communities must take ownership to preserve them for future generations. And on the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, the minister has reaffirmed its role as a cornerstone of the New Dawn government's decentralization agenda under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema. He disclosed that in 2025 alone, the Musanzala CDF committee had allocated over 3 million kwacha towards youth, women and community empowerment programs. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Liseli Kanyanga. Reserve Urgency FRA has purchased 1,225,215 metric tons of non-genetically modified grade A white maize from farmers countrywide during the ongoing crop marketing season. The purchased quantity is equivalent to 24,504,300 by 50 kilogram bags of maize. The agency operated a total of 1,586 satellite depots countrywide from which the above stated quantities were purchased. FRA Acting Executive Director Justin Chunka says the agency shall continue to operate all satellite depots countrywide and ensure that all surplus maize from farmers is purchased for sufficient replenishment of national strategic food reserves. Still in agriculture news, Chipangali Council Chairperson Maxoni Nkoma has appealed to the Ministry of Agriculture to urgently revisit and reconsider the newly introduced guidelines under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISEP. Mr. Nkoma explains that the guidelines require every farmer to deliver a minimum of 1050 kg bags of white maize to the Food Reserve Agency. He warns that farmers who fail to meet the condition will be disqualified from accessing input.